opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians.
How goes it this morning?
Yeah, it's another Saturday. What better way to start your day than with us?
I could name a couple.
But it includes us, right?
No. Because it involves like no technology and, you know, just being on top of a mountain watching the sun come up.
Ooh, that sounds really
nothing
nice.
Nothing personal, but to me, the idea of like a perfect morning is there's no one or awake yet.
But you can do that like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Mm.
See, we're the Saturday morning people. We're like your Saturday morning cartoon for adults.
Did you know that for the first time in something like 54 years, last Saturday was the first time that there were no cartoons on in the morning?
Really?
Yeah. I was reading some weird article about it that there was a period of like 2 hours for the first time in 54 years on a Saturday morning there was no cartoons on.
Huh.
So...
very interesting.
I'm not sure how that happens with, you know, like Cartoon Network and everything else.
Well, Cartoon Network now does those weird like teenager cartoon, adult cartoon.
Yeah, I know Cartoon Network's more about for adults.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's a comment on the mentality.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
you got
Boom or Boomerang or something that's supposed to have the old Tom and Jerry's and Scooby-Doo.
Did you hear they called Tom and Jerry's racist now? To watch Tom and Jerry's online, it comes with a racist disclaimer.
What?
I'm serious.
Because they don't like the other species?
I don't know. I didn't investigate it all that much.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's just...
So my son watches racist cartoons. Well, you know, life goes on.
There's some there's some holes I won't even jump into.
Yeah.
It gets ridiculous.
Tom and Jerry might.
You know, like... when Portland tried banning peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because
it's
insensitive
to
kids that use tortillas or pita bread. Where do they find these people? They're probably sitting at home watching Cartoon Network.
Probably.
That makes sense.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, anyways, good morning, everybody.
That was a tangent. We got one cartoon.
Yeah, we kind of went off down the rabbit trail there. Sorry about that. So...
things you learn on this radio show.
Yeah.
But speaking of all the things that you can do on Saturday mornings, the first annual State of Jefferson Sporting Clay Tournament is coming up. It's going to be Saturday, November the 15th. Sign up is at 8 a.m. Shooting is at 9. It's going to be down at the Clear Creek Sports Club at the Rolling Hills Casino down in Corning. Mm-hmm. Lunch and awards are at 1. It's $100 per shooter. But it does include all your clays and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good price. And it's $20 for a non-shooter to have lunch down there. But it's going to be a tri-tip lunch. So it's going to be real good. I definitely encourage everybody to head out to the clay tournament. I think that's just going to be a blast.
Yeah, there's going to be drawings and contests.
Yep.
I believe there's going to be an 870 Remington up for a drawing.
Ooh.
There's going to be passes to U.S. Airsoft, day passes. They're collecting quite a few really interesting prizes. It's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there's going to be a mouse and a bear down there.
There should be, yep.
Yeah, there should be. And just a good time with a bunch of Jeffersonians doing Jeffersonian stuff.
Yeah.
And really having a great time. And I keep telling everybody to see who will rise to the challenge. Apparently, Placer County says they have got a girl that is going to outshoot everybody, hands down, got them all beat.
So now it's a thing of honor. Gentlemen out there, you got to win this tournament or, you know, the new Jefferson shooter is going to be a female.
Is there anybody in Shasta County that thinks that they can outshoot her? What about back home up in Trinity County there,
boys? Yeah, come on, Trinity County, guys.
Really? Really? Well, you know, Trinity County's probably smart enough to all know that their sister can't outshoot them, so.
That's true, yep. But you got until October the 30th to RSVP and deposit online. So call 530-824-6458 to get involved in that.
Yeah.
But totally so much fun.
It is. It's going to be a good time. I'm still trying to find out if we can put pictures on the clays.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you have to shoot like De Leon, you know. You have to actually call them.
You can't say that on the air. You can't.
Oh, okay. I mean to flick the clay with a metal projectile from an item in your hands?
Yes.
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 There. To dispose of an effigy of.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. See, we can do this.
Did you see that he is finally becoming president pro tem of the Senate? You know how much that cost the taxpayers of the city of California for a ceremony? Cool, $50,000. That's just a drop in the bucket, right?
Good grief.
Yeah, they had a full symphony and, you know, $50,000.
A full symphony.
Yeah, $50,000. A guy still can't get a decent wig, though. I don't get it. So, yeah, that's for those of you that don't know, Putz De Leon
does wear a wig.
Does wear a wig, and is becoming the president of the Senate of California, and is probably the biggest anti-gun bully in the state. Also, the least informed. Also, one of the least coherent people that in the whole state, really. Yeah. He, if you guys don't remember, he's the guy of the ghost gun fame.
The clip and a magazine. The
clip
not
and
the
a magazine
thing.
Can fire 30 clips out of a magazine in half a second or less.
Yes. Okay. I almost want to play that. Just so people can hear it.
Maybe we'll find that.
We'll find that. We'll play it after the break. We'll, how about that?
We'll let you hear from our new president of the Senate, California, and just let you shake your head.
Yeah.
Other things we'll be discussing, there was a presentation in Plumas County before the board.
Yep, yep.
Mark Baird was eloquent as always. And the Nevada City Town Hall that we had going really good, that's producing some very good results for us. That's stuff that we'll dive into. And other things that California is up to. Managed to lose another 10,000 jobs in the state this month. So, but the jobless rate dropped.
In Shasta County, the unemployment rate went down, but when the unemployment rate went down, so did the amount of people in the labor force, and then all the jobs that were gained in government.
Yeah. Yeah, which, you know, really, nothing against government workers, but that is a further burden upon the people. It's not...
Yeah. Well, the government doesn't create anything.
No.
But you pay the salary... You pay the fee, you pay the PACs, you pay the regulation, you pay the pension, but they don't create anything. They regulate you.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem is government jobs are necessary, government workers are necessary, and God bless some of you. And but really all it is recycling and redistributing the wealth. There's no wealth generation in government.
No.
Government will always be in the negative column when
it comes
to the
government is dependent upon the people.
It is. Yet it restricts.
Can I claim them on my taxes? It's almost to the point where I should be able to, right?
It.
Because
I mean,
more than 50% of their income is coming from me.
They are a dependent.
They are.
They are the definition of a dependent. Without us, they don't exist. You know, I wonder what they would do if the Jefferson counties refused to turn their state taxes over to Sacramento and just started contributing them right back to their own county.
Oh, well, that would be, you know...
That would be what?
That would just be too much. That would, you know, they would have to send us a letter and tell us
would
that they don't like that. A very strongly worded letter.
Would they send us a stern letter?
Yes.
Yes. I would be terrified of that strongly worded letter. Is Putz De Leon going to write it? Is it going to be legible?
Is it going to be legible?
Grammatically correct with proper syntax? Because I doubt it.
That's so funny. Yeah. We're spicy this morning. Yeah. We need more sleep at night.
Yeah, that's no lie. I've been on daddy daycare for the last couple of 3 days, and it's been interesting. I wonder if he signs his letter with a nickname. You know, we here in Sacramento strongly protest your tax protest against us, signed The Wig.
The Wig.
Maybe that's his mafia name, Putz The Wig De Leon. That would be... We should do that sometime. We should go through and find a nickname for all of them.
That would be funny.
You know, like remember Leland Yee that got busted for...
Oh, yeah,
for
Shrimp.
And his buddy Shrimp Boy?
Yeah, Shrimp Boy.
That
you know,
nickname.
At least in the 20s and 30s, they had good nicknames. Like Scarface.
Yeah, Machine Gun.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, Even the Birdman.
Even the Birdman of Alcatraz, yeah.
Yeah, but Shrimp Boy.
Shrimp Boy.
Yeah. Shrimp Boy.
Maybe it sounds better in Chinese.
It might.
I don't know. I don't know how you say Shrimp Boy in Chinese, but maybe it sounds cool in Chinese.
But it still comes down to Shrimp Boy. I mean, that's not like, you know, like Shark Man or something. I mean, it's Shrimp Boy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we better get to a break and then collect our thoughts and actually get on to what we're going on. We're just kind of wandering this morning. So.
But we'll call it the second segment, is brought to you by the Jefferson State Store in Hildy Lewis.
Yeah. At www.jeffersonstatestore.com. She's got a new line of stuff. She's got new sweatshirts and hats and license plate holders, buttons, pins, all kinds of good
stuff.
All
of your Jefferson needs.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
So go there, check it out, and you get a complimentary copy of the Shasta Lantern with it.
Ooh.
If you order online.
Super fun. Yeah. So, yeah, go to JeffersonStateStore.com, check it out, and give us a call at 605-4567 or visit us online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Alrighty.
Welcome back, Jeffersonians.
Yeah.
We've collected our thoughts. We'll be a little more mature for the next 15 minutes. Maybe.
I can't really promise that. So, you know, that is kind of right. It is the end of the world as we know it, one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know, it's just which fork in the road are we taking? Are we going to walk that way towards the failure of socialism, or are we going to walk back that way towards the success of Republican capitalism?
Yeah.
Which is it going to be? Because we can't stay where we are anymore.
No. And that's the definition of insanity, is you can't just sit and do the same thing over and over and over again and expect anything to get better.
But we've been trying it for the last 50 years in different forms and flavors. It's got to work one of these times, right?
No.
It doesn't.
Oh. And if it does, it's probably a fluke. And not a Sandra fluke, but a real fluke. Oh. Isn't she running for something here in California?
Yes. How many people remember Sandra Fluke, the I need access to free birth control?
No, you need to pay my access
yeah,
to free birth
control.
Yeah,
you need to pay for my access to free birth control.
Yeah.
Yes, she is running for office in the state of California.
Assembly, isn't it?
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
We just attract the crazies.
We do. We do. We come in all shapes, sizes, forms, and flavors here. And what's
mental capacity what's between 40 and 60?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes. So, anyways, Plumas County.
Yes.
There was a town hall presentation by Mark Baird for the Board of Supervisors. They are going to want us to come back and
after the election, right?
Yes, after the election.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Well, because a couple, the way I heard it was two people are getting replaced. That's pretty well known.
I think two of them are getting replaced. We know that we've got the votes in Plumas County pretty much. And we just got to wait for January. Okay. And there's a lot of people that don't want to do anything because it's kind of a lame duck session for some of them. And they don't want to be seen as doing this and then bailing out on it.
Okay.
So, but
and only one gentleman was against it, right?
No, there was one gentleman that didn't know whether he was for it or against it or needed an excuse to stall or something. I don't know. So, but no, Plumas County is looking very good. The presentation went very well. And Mark Baird just gets better and better and better at this. It's kind of scary.
It's kind of scary. Well, I just love the way that he talks. I mean, he truly inspires Americanism.
Well, he is. He's one of the most intelligent people I have ever met.
Yeah.
And his ability to recall what he knows. And And the true genius of Mark Baird, though, is to take that knowledge and to be able to disseminate it down to where everybody understands it.
Yep.
It's
and
it's
that's
fantastic.
Where most people have trouble. Like, you know, I wrote all those huge papers and stuff that have been printed in the Chastelain, and I just turned in a whole nother big one. And Mark's like, oh, that's just amazing. Well done. I'm like, but I can't make it actual useful to anybody. Yeah, it's collegiate. It's not. But he finds a way to just, I mean, my kid understands what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know?
And it is. It's fun to watch Mark and watch him speak and watch little light bulbs just pop off everywhere. He goes, bing, 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 bing. You see people getting it. And it did. It went really well in Plumas County. The town hall we did in Nevada, in Grass Valley in Nevada County, went exceptionally well. We've had a huge amount of positive response from that. We think Nevada County may be looking very good. And I think a lot of these boards are starting to realize the political weight behind the movement and starting to realize that even if they're on the fence or opposed for it, out of the spirit of their own survival, maybe they better start paying attention.
Well, the other thing is we just got off signing week. There's 66 new reasons not to stay with California, including a per miles tax.
Yeah, it doesn't
end. Apparently there's going to be a pilot program in some Southern California city, and then they're going to see how it goes, and then they're going to do it for the rest of the state in like two years.
They're going to take the program, they're going to test it in an urban center, and then inflict it upon rural people.
Robert, we're not allowed to use logic. How many times do I have to tell you this?
Well,
Put the logic away.
I don't
know. This is a radio show.
Well, I mean, that's like testing the fire fee in downtown L.A. and going, see, the financial impact is minimal to the community. Now let's take it to the people that actually live in the woods. Well, I don't understand why they're upset by this. We tested it. It's stupidity.
Yeah, their scientific method's a bit off. Maybe they go back to school.
I blame Common Core.
Yeah. No. I didn't draw enough circles to figure this one out.
Yeah. It is. It's terrible. But Plumas County went very well. Nevada County is looking very good. We're definitely still hearing some rumblings out of Lake County. And surprise of all surprise, Mendocino County has a committee now, and they're going to start bringing
I was wondering when they were finally going to roll in.
Well, that's people are finally getting enough of the message to get past the partisan nonsense of just going, oh, this is a bunch of crazy right-wing extremists. No.
Terrorist extremists. Don't forget that.
It's a bunch of American constitutional extremists who love their country and want their country back under the constitutional foundation it was intended under. And we can go back to arguing over Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or whatever you choose to call yourself after we get our country back and still have the ability to argue about it.
Yeah.
So the message is starting to get through. Mm-hmm. We think Sierra County is looking mm-hmm. very positive. Colusa County has woken up in a great big way. They're actually hosting a anti-carb fair today down in Orland.
That's right.
So if you're down that way or you have a chance at the fairgrounds in Orland, there is a Truckers Association and some other associations that are opposed to CARB and the destruction that it's wreaking upon our economy and our truck drivers.
And upon your pocketbook. It's going to trickle right down to you. It's about truckers, but your food's going up astronomically. Milk is now $3.50 a gallon at Winco.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
It'll be $5 a gallon before long.
Is powdered milk any good? Because I might just move to powdered.
It's horrible. Oh, it's horrible. Ugh. Take it from somebody that lived off of rations for a while. It's horrible.
Oh, man.
It's not any cheaper, really, anymore, either. Or condensed milk or any of that. Another reason for the state of Jefferson is CARB. And they are, they're not done. This is just mop-up from the last round of destruction.
Cars are next.
And they're coming up with new regulations that they want to impose within the next 5 years. Zero emission trucks. How do you have a zero emission truck?
Well, electric truck. How would you do that? Because they have to have the towing capacity.
Yeah, they have to have the towing capacity. You cannot build an electric motor that is powerful enough to tow 40,000 pounds of product up to Siskiyou grade.
Unless you made the truck smaller.
Or the load lighter, which puts more trucks on the road, which is going to...
But there's not
going
to be more trucks because people won't be able to afford the new no-emission trucks on top of all the CARB regulations, on top of the per-tax, mile tax, because that's not just hitting civilians.
So how are we planning on moving products around the state? Maybe we're not. The whole let's do local thing. I don't know. I don't know what their plan is. I'm not sure they have a plan.
Oh, I'm sure they
are. To be honest. So, it is. It's a bad idea.
But, every time that I go, a lot of people are now sending tips and stuff into the Shasta Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
And every email that we get, it's just one more notch of how can people not really realize that this is happening? How do they not know?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with our media. We've been preaching, our government, and a lot of people get upset at the federal level, but we have very minimal ability to affect it. A lot of people are mad at the state level.
Yeah.
And
in California, the problem is the state. It's not the feds.
It is.
It's the state.
Yeah. It is. It's terrible. And we have a very minimal ability to affect that. And with representation, the ability to affect it is almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we affect? We can affect our cities. We can affect our counties. And that extends to more than just government.
Yeah.
That also extends to your local media sources. That also extends to your local businesses, your local farmers, and things mm-hmm. like that. And one of the things I think that needs to stop happening is it needs to stop being only a constant assault on the things that are bad. Don't let that go. Don't put away your torches and pitchforks by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But we also need to devise ways to help support locally and to do proper things. If your local newspaper is a complete and total political rag that attempts
most
to take the moral
are.
High ground while they're spitting from the sewer, start your own newspaper.
Yeah.
If your local TV station or your local news channel is not getting it right and all they do is report a bunch of fluff and they don't do actually any investigative journalism at all, they don't let you know what's really going on in your city, change the channel.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ever take a media outlet's word for anything. Don't ever take our word for anything.
Yeah.
I could be a big fat liar. You don't know until you go look for yourself.
And that's the thing that it really comes down to here. In the American culture today, we go, oh, well, I'll just Google it. And then you pick the first source that comes up or the first five, mm-hmm. and if they all agree, then that means that it's right.
No.
No.
Get to page 10 on Google. You find crazy things.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. But like with the Shasta Lantern, investigate it yourself. Because quite honestly, we can't print everything that goes into all those stories. We have to pick and choose what goes into them. And there's a lot more behind the scenes that might be more apt to your personal situation.
Many, we have so many stories that we're working right now. And we only have the ability to print so many of them. You know, which in time will change. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be able to get it out there more often, and things are coming. And I think the other local media outlets need to realize that their readership is shrinking, not because of death of the newspaper or the internet. You can't blame the internet on the death of your paper. Blame it on your content. Because we are living proof that newsprint is not dead, because we our demand for our paper is continuing to grow. It's not the fact that it's just in print, it's what you print.
Yeah.
You know? And the bias that goes in it, while you try to take the moral high ground and declare that everybody else is politically biased, you know, it's
well, that's the thing is you know, being a historian and going through the whole graduate program and stuff like that, you have bias. Period, end of story. You always have bias. The question is, do you overtly allow people to know you have the bias, in which case you're actually being a little more ethical, or do you try to subvert your bias, but in so doing, what kind of sources are you putting in to show your facts? Which ones are you ignoring? And that's where a lot of times our journalists on other newspapers, they just simply don't print certain facts, but then they say that they're unbiased.
Or they twist and take out of context.
Yes.
And, you know, I have dealt with the Record Search Lite for over a year now on several different stories and several different things and been misquoted and taken out of context every single time.
Yeah.
You know, like the Shasta Lantern. They don't run the, you know, the headline, fellow newspaper says such and such. They put it out there, State of Jefferson blogger, trying to drag the State of Jefferson into a story that has absolutely nothing to do with the State of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be like me writing a headline about one of their articles, Brent Weaver campaign blogger says.
Yeah.
You know, and there's actually more of a leg to stand on for that, because they actually endorse a candidate while preaching to everybody else, remain unbiased.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to kettles and pots, they are the blackest of the black around here.
Yep.
And it's almost hilarious watching them try to preach the moral high ground to people. It is. It's ridiculous. Pay attention, people.
Yeah.
It is. So not only is your government, you know, that you have to take control of locally and pay attention to locally and hold responsible locally, you also have to hold your local media responsible. And that includes us.
Yeah.
That does.
And that's where if we ever print something that turns out to be wrong.
Call us on it.
Yeah. Write us a letter and say, you're wrong. And this is why. Then we'll print it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing is not everybody's going to get everything right 100% of the time.
Well, the interesting thing is about the story that we ran. And it was about campaign impropriety and alleged laundering and things like that. Yeah. Well, they're backpedaling on it. They're actually filing an amended return.
But I thought that they had a letter that said they didn't have to.
Well, they, according to what was originally stated, is they were aware of the situation. They had spoken to the FPPC through the entire process and were assured that they had done it properly. They stated that they had an email train of all this. You know, they had evidence. And everybody went, oh, okay. I know at least four separate people that the candidate promised to show that paperwork to and that email thing so that we could clear it up. Haven't seen it still.
Yeah.
And now it's coming out that they're changing their amended return. And that's to be commended. They are trying to correct it.
Well, technically they have to correct it.
Well, I'm sure some people will take it as they're trying to wipe the crumbs off their chin after they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
However you want to take it. He's to be commended for finally correcting the issue.
Yes.
You know, but the amount of attack that we took from that. Oh, yeah. we're uneducated. We don't
from
do
everywhere.
Our research. Yeah. You know, we took punches in the head from our own people over it for standing for the truth. You know, and my thing is all of those people that attacked us, are we going to get an apology from them? Nah,
no.
It ain't going to happen. Never expected it, and it's okay.
But you we're know, not in this for apologies
all,
either.
All of the people that said, oh, when you're wrong, are you going to put a Brent Weaver campaign sign in your yard? Well, now that we're not wrong, and there was something to what we printed, are you going to buy advertising in the Shasta Lantern? Doubt that's going to happen, too.
Yeah.
So where is the moral high ground and the integrity when you won't practice what you preach?
Yeah.
And, you know, you can dish it out, but you can't take it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think either of us is afraid to mix it up in a fight. You know, we're going to win
no.
some, we're going to lose some. That's what...
you go high, I'll go low. How about that?
Yeah, that's what a fight's about. But, you know, when you throw a sucker punch and then run away like a little girl, that's something different. You know, if you're going to stand in a fight, stand up and fight and toe
yeah.
the line. So, and we better get to a break.
Yes. So, you can call in at 605-4567, or you can visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, wailing and wailing and the boys. This successful life we're living got us beautiful like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR. At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Grassroots radio at its very best. On Monday, we welcome Frank Strazzarino of the Chamber of Commerce. Let's find out why the Chamber of Commerce is backing certain candidates for city council and what measures they're backing and which ones they're against. Also joining us is Turtle Bay with the latest exhibits down there, Liberty on the Border, and the other educational exhibits they have. All of this Monday right here, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
First pistol's a cap and ball coat. Shoot as fast and light and but you loot my sloop. Loot my sloop. Soon I found that. Get you into trouble, but you can't get yet. Then I went and got myself a cool 45. Call a peacemaker, I never knew why. Never knew why. Didn't understand. Mama says a pistol is a devil's right hand.
All right. Welcome back, State of Jefferson.
It's a catchy song.
It is. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Waylon Jennings does a version that's pretty amazing of it, too.
Okay.
But before we get going again, we've got a caller on
we
the line.
We do. Good morning, Randall. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I like the State of Jefferson. I voted yes. I was in the team of county resident in Cottonwood.
Okay.
Yeah. And on the sample ballot, where we asked for voting for judges, like 10 different judges.
Uh-huh.
Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Yes.
And so this conservative website. Can I give it out on
yeah.
the air?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's judgevoterguide.com. It's a conservative website, and it tells you what's good and what's bad about the judges and how to vote for them.
Okay. Because judges are very important. A lot of people don't really think of the judges when they go to elections. They think of city council, board of supervisors. But judges are very important.
How many people could even name a judge in their county? Other than people who have been on the wrong side.
Yeah, I was about to say, other than...
So that website, again, is judgevoterguide.com.
All right.
Excellent.
Have you looked at that website yet?
I've actually looked at several and looked at some of the case laws that have come out of the different judges to try and make my decision. Mm-hmm. But I'm one of those weirdos that actually researches it to know what I'm voting for.
Yeah.
So
Have you looked at that particular website?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you like that website?
I agreed with almost everything. For me, a lot of it comes down to the way that a judge rules on constitutional values, on are their decisions based on constitutional law and the fundamentals and precedent that is set by the Constitution, or do they just kind of go off on their own and decide to legislate from the bench? That's kind of the determining factor for me.
Well, you know, we don't vote for judges very often.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that website was pretty helpful for me to vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for getting that out. Can you say it one more time for the people if they're writing it down?
Okay. judgevoterguide.com.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day, Randall.
You too. Bye.
But that is very important. A lot of people, when they go to the elections, they forget about the school board.
Mm-hmm.
Which teaches your kids. They forget about the judges who legislates who, wow, when, yeah. where.
It is. It's a very good point. I think a lot of people show up in the ballot box or get their sample ballot and they're like, oh, I forgot those were even on there. I like the sound of that guy's name. I don't like the sound of that guy's
name.
And it's really ask yourselves, people, how many of you pick a judge for a certain reason or you just mark something or don't mark something? Do you know anything about the judges in the appellate court that often decide the validity of what the state does to us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they a judge that just thinks everything that the state of California comes up with is amazing and grand and rams it down our throat? Or are they a judge that opposes everything that Sacramento does? Or are they somewhere in between? Do they follow the Constitution? Do they follow their own? You know, there's a lot of different questions and aspects. And the judicial branch is the third branch of our government and one of the most important.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people need to pay attention to that. And it does take a little bit of research and a little bit of doing. But again, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Why do you look like you bit into a lemon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading some stuff in the chat room. And
oh.
Yeah. I'm confused.
No. Oh.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay.
I am paying attention, but yeah.
So. And just to get ourselves back on track and clean it up a little bit, because we did run over on our last one. There.
We did, so.
We need to get to a break again.
Yeah.
And maybe we can figure out what's going on in the chat room and see where we're going with it.
Somebody mentioned mom, and now I'm really confused. Oh. But yeah, so if you want to figure out what's going on in the chat room, you go to kcnr1460.com, or you can call in at 605-4567. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
When a sheriff got wind of Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin, so he stuck in the swamp going to get the boy, but he never come out again. Whoa! I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Then you can sure get lost in the Louisiana bayou.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Measure B will make way for our community's first four-star hotel and create good-paying jobs for Reading residents. Here's Chamber of Commerce President Frank Strazzarino.
Reading's economy can certainly use the 40 new construction jobs and 70 permanent jobs created by the hotel.
Revenue from the new hotel will help fund the operations and improve the park. Here's Turtle Bay School Principal Linda Lawhon.
The new hotel will help sustain Turtle Bay, which provides educational and cultural enrichment for more than 10,000 children per year.
Measure B strengthens a one-of-a-kind community asset. Sharon Clay, curator of animal programs at Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay used to be subsidized by taxpayers. The new hotel will help make us self-sustaining.
Measure B, supported by the Reading Peace Officers Association, the Chamber of Commerce, all 18 Shasta County school superintendents, and thousands of local residents. Paid for by Yes on Measure B, Reading Residents for Jobs and a Sustainable Economy, with major funding by Turtle Bay Exploration Park and John Fitzpatrick.
It's time for the 9th Annual Reading Silent Film Festival, October 17th and 18th at Old City Hall in downtown Reading. Enjoy a tribute to 100 years of Charlie Chaplin, perfect for kids and families. These movies are real 16mm films shown to the live musical interpretation of Frederick Hodges of San Francisco. For pricing and details, visit ShastaArtsCouncil.org or call 241-7320 for tickets.
Welcome back, State of Jefferson. So, as we were talking about, get to know your media. Do some double-checking on your media. Qualify your media. Make sure that they're doing the service to you that they're providing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they actually attempting to bring you truth and report to you and make you knowledgeable about what's going on? Or do they have a political agenda? Do they are they just self-aggrandizing, pompous fools that are trying to sell newspapers? You know, what are they? These are the questions that you need to ask yourself. And ask yourself, where does your base of knowledge come from? And can that base of knowledge be trusted? And as we always and continually preach, don't take our word for it.
Yeah.
We don't want to take you by the hand and lead you anywhere. We want to show you the path, and we want you to climb the mountain yourself and find out for yourself the truth of it. We don't. That's the only way that you are ever going to become an effective citizen. And is it work? Would you rather be doing some other things? Of course you would. Of course you would. But if you want to secure liberty and freedom for yourself and your children and your posterity, you got to do some work. There's a price to be paid for it.
And it's eternal vigilance.
It is. Yeah. I mean, we have young men and women who go overseas to die in some foreign rat hole to defend your liberty, and you can't take the time to investigate your own government and your own laws to ensure what they're dying for is worth something.
And that's the thing that probably bothers me the most is, for example, you watch Waters World. Like, for those of you who watch The O'Reilly Factor, I just like to catch Waters World on YouTube because it's hilarious. And they asked a question. Who's Christopher Columbus? Most people couldn't even answer who Christopher Columbus was for Columbus Day.
Wow.
They asked, well, when did Christopher Columbus sail? Some people said the 1960s. Okay, I mean, it's just, you have to have a basic knowledge of just really basic stuff. I mean, they didn't ask where, you know, Elba is and why that's important to the Napoleonic Wars.
Yeah.
Okay, they asked about Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
That's it, you know? It's like...
And most people should be able to say, oh, the discoverer of America, even though that's not true. And neither was Amerigo Vespucci. The Vikings were here first.
That's true.
And if you really want to get technical, the native people discovered America first. But...
Yeah.
I mean, coming across the land bridge. But anyways, we digress. The point is pay attention. How do you have any right to complain about anything that's going on if you're not paying attention and doing your own due diligence?
Yeah.
You know, and you can't just listen to Fox News or listen to MSNBC or read the Record Searchlight or the Shasta Lantern and take everybody's word for it and go happy about your day. Look into it yourselves. Qualify your source. Know what ground that you're standing on. Don't take anybody's word for it. you know, and that is, it is, it's an imposition on your life, and but it's a price that you have to pay to maintain this country, and it is a small price compared to what others have paid.
Mm-hmm.
Know your sources, know what you're talking about, look into it, you know, don't just suspect the truthiness of it and run off with it.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you run into people that actually do research and qualify themselves, don't attack them because the truth is inconvenient.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do your own research and try to disqualify them on facts.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing is a lot of people, they forget. Like, look at children, okay? When a child lashes out, is it because you're wrong? Or is it because they don't have the ability to prove you wrong? Which one is it?
Well.
So as an adult, how about we, you know, put on our big boy and big girl panties and go, okay, I can't prove you wrong right now. I'm going to go home, I'm going to research, and then I'm going to come back, and then we're going to discuss this like adults, where we're going to actually debate this subject and figure out what is the truth.
Yes.
That is our job as adults to do. We have to set an example. We can't just keep going, well, I'm red and you're blue and that's that.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, folks. It obviously isn't working very well.
And I welcome a justified, articulate debate with anyone on a subject. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do is actually sit down with somebody that knows what they're talking about and debate something because I might actually learn something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might actually be able to change my mind. I might be able to change yours. Or maybe even the best of both worlds, we change each other's mind and find a middle ground.
Yeah.
But just because we research something and come up with something and it's inconvenient to your version of reality and your little world, you can't just run around going, you're a poopy head. Okay, you can't do that. I mean, we're all adults here. Let's behave like it. And I'm guilty,
you know,
of it as well sometimes.
At times, yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I have a racial handicap. I'm Irish. I you know, sometimes the blood gets up. So, but I, you know, I'm as guilty as the next guy of sometimes digressing into angry childlike
but
behavior.
You always come back, apologize, and then have a rational conversation afterwards. It might take a couple hours, but you always
It might. And, you know, if you're going to come at us, the same thing we always say. If you're going to come at us, know what you're talking about.
Yes. For example, the state of Jefferson does not involve Oregon. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. It's been over a year now.
For an example, and probably about the 15th time, the state of Jefferson is not involved in the Redding City Council race.
No.
You know, I don't care what the Record Searchlight tries to spin. They have no position on it. Do am I a supporter of the state of Jefferson? Obviously.
Well, the state of Jefferson doesn't support candidates.
No, it doesn't. So.
Because we're not a, well, I guess we would be a political movement, but we're more of a social movement.
Yeah, we're just kind of,
we're just kind of us.
Yeah, just kind of us. Yeah. So quit trying to misrepresent things. Quit trying to disqualify and marginalize things. Quit trying to put everybody in a sack and drive the bus over them. Because you're not a good driver. You miss.
The sack.
You miss. It's if you want to have a qualified argument with us on facts, make sure you have some. Because after a while, I start to feel guilty. You know, it's like, man, I almost want to say something wrong just so I feel better about myself and not like such a jerk. But just know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So what's coming up for the state of Jefferson? We've got a...
That is an excellent question.
Yeah, we have the shooting contest coming up.
We do. Again, November 15th. That's going to be out at the Rolling Hills Casino.
Yeah. We're going to be having a... training seminar towards the end of November. That's right. Very soon there's going to be more of us out there. And they're going to be under orders to train more of us. For every 10 we train, they're going to train 10. And those 10 will train 10. And before you know it, every time you turn around, there's going to be one of us there. We'll be in your grocery stores.
We'll be
in your churches.
This was so cool. So I was over at Old West yesterday. And it was awesome because I walk in there and there's a guy in a Jefferson sweatshirt.
I'm starting to see him.
And I was like, yes!
Everywhere, random places.
And of course my brother, he was wearing a Jefferson t-shirt. And so I was like, yeah, you know, we can bond here. And then if you looked at the register, there was Jefferson pins on the register.
Nice.
And I actually pointed out to the guy. I was like, that is just straight up awesome. Oh, Terry! Terry, you're calling in! I already pulled up the calendar of events. I guess.
Okay, in Maxwell, at the Maxwell Inn on November the 9th, At 2 o'clock, we're having a town hall, the very first one for Colusa County. And on the 18th of October, there's a gun show over in Ukiah, and the State of Jefferson Mendocino Committee is having a booth there.
Excellent.
Okay. Also, as you said, we are having a nuts and bolts down the road here for the folks who come in here who are trying to get these committees going. And also, Sierra County is pretty excited. They seem to have a pretty good group of people. I know we haven't talked much about them because they're sort of a small group, but mm-hmm. I'll tell you, people are getting really, really, really excited about this whole thing. It's amazing to me, and I don't think it's too far-fetched to say that in the early months of next year, we could easily have 10 counties in.
Yeah,
I think that is absolutely a possibility. It's pretty exciting.
So anyway, kids, there you have it. Great show.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Sure.
So, and it is exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, we've gone from 0 to 10 counties in a little over a year.
Which is fast.
Yeah.
Very fast.
I'd like to know where all those people are that said, this will never happen. It's never going to go anywhere. It's like
four angry
people making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Well, it's thousands upon thousands of upset people making a lot of noise now. So,
indeed.
And we'll never go anywhere. What a shame. Such a good idea.
And on Sunday, October 26th, is there still a town hall in Chico?
I don't know. I know they had some scheduling issues down there in Chico.
Okay.
We need to check on that. There is a town hall coming. The exact date may have to be moved around on some things.
Okay.
So
that was the only thing that was on here. And then another thing that's going on today, over at Turtle Bay, they're having a Civil War exhibit.
Yes, they are.
They are. And the Turtle Bay folks have invited the members of the RACW, that's the Reenactors of the American Civil War, of which I'm a part, to come out and do living history out on the lawn. So if you want to check out some living history where you see people marching around, you can touch the uniforms, you can see the guns, all that fun stuff. There won't be any battles or shooting anything because we're in the city limits and whatnot. But if you want to take your kids out there to check that out, then you can go ahead and head over to Turtle Bay. From my understanding, we're going to be there all day today. There's going to be quite a few people. So.
And it ought to be a fantastic thing. And this is the right way to support Turtle Bay.
This is the
right way to show what you think. And get down there, take your kids. It ought to be a
Although if you can't afford to actually go into Turtle Bay and see the exhibit, all the reenactors will be outside of the fence. So you can still see the Civil War reenactors, and then if you can afford Turtle Bay, then you can go in the doors. Because I know some people might have some issues with that being the middle of the month and all that.
Well, I do. I think that's one of the biggest things that harms Turtle Bay.
$15
is $15. It hurts, you know, and it's maybe a little less Neiman Marcus thinking and a little bit more Walmart thinking, because you do need to look around at what town you're in. It is still ready, no matter
how much
you want to gussy it up. We're still just a cow town.
Yeah, our minimum wage is still $8 an hour.
Yeah.
So 15 is 2 hours of work.
Yeah, would you rather have two people at $15 or would you rather have 10 people at $5?
Yeah.
Because that's really the way it works.
Yeah.
If you would increase the volume of the people coming in and increase your revenue if you made it affordable.
Yep.
So
I know that I would go down there a lot more.
I would.
So
you know, it's nothing against Turtle Bay. It just I can't afford to drop a C note every time I want to take a family of five to Turtle Bay. It just it's plain and simple mathematics. If it was $20, we'd probably go two or three times a month.
Yeah.
And you'd still get your $100 out of me, but you'd get it in little bites.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
But
economics it's fine.
We know how they are with their math. So
a little bit common core-ish.
Yeah, it's no wonder.
And to be clear, there is no town hall in Chico on the 26th. We got a call in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully next week we'll actually have a signer segment again.
Yes.
Because I'm done with school through the end of the year now, so I can actually devote my time to being among the living, which will be nice.
It is.
Yes.
And before we get wrapped up here, mm-hmm. the second half of the show was brought to you by Vote No on Measure A. Mm-hmm. Go to Measure A or Vote No on Measure A on Facebook. Find out their reasons for it.
Yeah.
And that was paid for by the committee to vote no on Measure A.
Yeah.
So I myself will be voting no on Measure A and have some pretty diverse reasons of why that is that actually doesn't have anything to do with marijuana.
Yeah. So there's lots of interesting things with it. Go check it out. Again, don't just listen to us. Figure it out for yourselves. We're Americans here. It's what we do.
And if you'd like to know our reasons for voting no on Measure A, go to the Shasta Lantern website, and there will be an article up later today of exactly why that is. All right, thank you. Have a good weekend.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The UN's World Food Program is delivering emergency food rations to hundreds of thousands of people in Sierra Leone, many of them quarantined to help fight the spread of Ebola. Meanwhile, more countries are banning travelers from Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. That's where Ebola is believed to have claimed more than 4,500 lives. Meanwhile, President Obama continues to defend his policy of not imposing such a travel ban. He says Americans need to avoid becoming overly hysterical about Ebola.
What we're seeing now is not an outbreak or an epidemic of Ebola in America. We're a nation of more than 300 million people. To date, we've seen 3 cases of Ebola diagnosed here.
Also at SRNnews.com, speaking for the Republicans in their weekly radio address today was the GOP candidate in New York's 1st Congressional District, Lee Zeldin. He says the administration is not doing enough to create jobs.